You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Explain to me what the mitzvah is. Describe to me, define to me what the mitzvah is. Mitzvahs inyan tumas nida shetama umetama. The mitzvah is the inyan, the topic of the tuma that occurs to a woman when she's a nida, shetama, that she becomes tamea, umetama, and she is metame others. Leos hanida tamea, that the nida becomes tamea, umetama acherim, she's metame others. Shenemar, because in Vayikra Tesvav, there are actually two different parshas in Vayikra Tesvav. Anyone who touches a nida, they themselves will have tumas erev. Shorshe amitzvah ksas prateha nichtov kemin hagenu belav hadinida. This is not a lav. This mitzvah is not a lav. Later there's a lav of being boil a nida. This is not the lav. B'seda achremos bezos Hashem. So this is parshas mitzvah, perek tesvav. This mitzvah of nida, noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman, v'ayver aleha v'lo hitznag ima betuma, v'chein hi shenagha ba'atzim minhag tohera, bito asei zeh. It's a mitzvah asei. Melvad ha'ainer shiyesh ba, k'mo shenichtov l'mata be'ezras Hashem. So somehow this is a mitzvah asei. This is not a mitzvah slos asei. Later, let me take a look. I think Reish Zion is another mitzvah associated with this. Let's see Reish Zion. Shelo lavo al isha nida is Reish Zion. That's also from Vayikra. That's Vayikra Yud Ches. Vel ishas benidas tumas lo sikrav. This is not a lot. This is an assay. So let me ask you, what is the assay? If you would have to define what the assay is, tell me what this assay is.
Before that, what does it mean, v'lo hisnagim v'tumo? I would think it means v'hisnagim v'tumo. What do you mean about the assay? If you are not misnagim v'tumo, or you are misnagim v'tumo? Yeah. What does it mean that she was misnagim v'tayra? It's like reversed. What does that mean? It should be v'chein hisha nagim v'tumo.
If she becomes tamei and does nothing other than go to mikvah when she's finished.
Don't even ask. What does this mean?
You don't treat her as if she's Tamea. You don't treat her as if she's a Tamea. You ignore the fact.
You're not careful not to touch her?
What? I'm not sure. What's the assay here?
What does it mean? How she mavatl and assay if she was known with herself?
How do you do?
She puts up a little flag.
So that's it? She's mavatl and assay if she's not wearing special clothing? Or if she only sits on a kli cheret. By the way, the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara says, if bizman that she's a nida, they used to have special furniture. They used to have a couch that's a kli cheret. Oh, yes. Could you imagine having a kli cheret couch? So they had a whole regiment that they would have in order that hartuma would not be carried on to other things. Because we know that a nida creates what's called tumas mishkav u'mayshav. Tumas Mishkav Moishav is not a Rishon L'tumah. Meaning normally if someone is an Av. So let's take someone, a mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. Meaning anyone who touches a mace, they themselves become an Av. Right? And we know that an Av is Metame Adam V'Kelim. So if a person's an Av HaTumah, he touches a mace, which is Avi Avos, he becomes an Av. He now touches a couch, which is a Kli. That couch now becomes a Rishon. So anyone who sits on that couch now does not become Tomei. Because a Rishon is not Matame Adam V'Kelim. As we know, a Rishon is only Matame Ochlin or Mashkin. But if someone would go ahead and put Truma on that couch, the Truma would now become also to be eaten. The Truma becomes Truma Tomeya. Tumas Mishkav U'Mayshav is not like a regular Rishon. The fact that Anita sits on a couch does not make that couch a Rishon. It's not the same when Anita sits on the couch as if a Tamei Mace touches the couch. Rather, the minute Anita sits on the couch now is defined as Mishkav Nida. Once it's Mishkav Nida, it itself is now an Av HaTumah to make anyone who sits on it a Rishon. So if a Mace touches a couch and then someone sits on it, that person does not become tummy. However, if a... By the way, I'll qualify that in a minute. However, if a nida sits on the couch, or a zov sits on the couch, the couch now becomes a mishkav nida, mishkav zova, and now someone who now sits on the couch becomes a rishon matumah. So it's a very important distinction. So therefore, a nida, a zov, and a zova are metame mishkav and moshav. To make the mishkav and moshav an av hatumah, that are metame people. Versus a Tamei Mace who touches the couch, or a Tamei Sheretz for sure. Tamei Sheretz is a Rishon, so there's nothing to talk about. But any other Av that touches a couch is just Vatami the couch B'negia and makes the couch a Rishon. As opposed to a Nida Zova Zova who sits on the couch, now makes the couch a Mishkov Nida and is Vatami at Mishkov Amashav. Now anyone who now sits on the couch becomes a Rishon. Now the reason that I have to qualify that is there are cases where a mace will touch something, and that object that a mace touches will now become, sorry, it's a mace. Anything a mace touches becomes an av. However, if a person, an individual touches a mace, they now become, so they become an av. Because again, the mace is an avia vaisatum. So now if you go ahead, an individual touches the mace, Javia Av, the individual becomes an Av. Now I just said that if that individual then sits on the couch only becomes a Rishon. Now I have to qualify that, because there are times where a Tamei Mace, who is an Av, touches something and that object becomes an Av too. That's the din of Cherev Hareu Kecholol. The halacha by Cherev Hareu Kecholol is anything that is considered by the Torah to be a Cherev, a sword, if it touches anything that it touches in the Mace cycle, gets the exact same tumah as what it touched, as opposed to being degraded at a level. So for instance, if someone, the classical case in the Torah is someone takes a sword, right, and kills a mace with it. That sword now is not an avatuma. It's aviavaisatuma. Similarly, if someone now in the field picks up that cherev, he now becomes an avatuma. So you might normally say that the cherev becomes an av, and the person who picks up the cherev becomes a rishon. Cherev Hareu Kecholol means that the cherev itself retains the tumah that it comes into contact with. So the question is a couch considered to be a cherev? So there's a major machlekes rishonim what a cherev is.
Metal, maybe.
Well, it's machlekes what a cherev is. It has to be metal, or it can be, and if it is metal, what form of metal? There's a whole discussion, cherev Hareu Kecholol. But you should know, cherev is not just a sword. Cherev is any kli. So for instance, they even talk about a key. It's a famous machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Reb Chaim HaKohen.
You're right.
Right? Famous machlokes in Nazir.
So otherwise, you could never walk into any house.
Right. Rabbeinu Tam's shita was anything.
People die in houses.
Right. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that anything that's metal, two things. Anything that's metal is Cherev Hareu Kecholol. And you say Cherev Hareu Kecholol even by Tumas Ohel.
The Malach HaSharis, I think, the Gemara says.
No. The Gemara says.
I think they used that expression.
No, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, who's a Kohen, says to Rabbeinu Tam, Eza Bayis Tivnuli. What in the world, what house can you going to go ahead and you're going to...
Correct.
Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam's shita was that even Tumas Oil works with Cherev Hareu Kecholol. So that means if there's a mace in the house, and you put a sword in the house, the sword itself now becomes Avi Avos HaTumah.
For Kohen, it's like, yes,
so
on the street.
Every single Kohen has silverware in his house or something of metal in his house. And there's not a bias to Ein Shamais, right? Every house has it comes in contact with someone who's passed away. So that means now forever, everything that's in the house that's metal now would be Metami to Kohen. So Chaim HaKohen says to Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold Cherev Hareu Kecholol by Tumas Oyel, I'm not going to be able to live in any house. Ezu Bayis Tivnuli.
Interesting.
That's a famous machlokes, but that's Tumas Mace. Not Tumas Nida. Okay.
So it becomes an avia vos to the point that
he disagrees. Because
that a kind would be usher to become nitma to it?
Yes, 100%.
Has the same Tumas Mace as the
By the way, the general halacha of Cherev Hareu Kecholol is that a kayin Cherev Hareu Kecholol is usher to go ahead and to touch that sword. Because the sword has the din of a mace. Cherev Hareu Kecholol. The question is that a tumah shenozer megalech alav. That's a separate question. That's so, the sugya there in Nazir.
So if
whether
a surgeon,
it's Tumah Nazir
Gola Cholam. A surgeon does a surgery, and but it's not successful surgery.
In other words, Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Lenefesh lo yitama. It has a din of nefesh?
Cherv harek kol. That's the din of cherv harek kol.
That's
a big one. Chokas Rishonim. Is that true by Tumah Soil?
He can never go to war.
What?
Kohen can never go to war because kill somebody.
Right. So that's a question the Gemara asked about Shimshon. Right. The Gemara knows based on Beis Shita there. How could Shimshon have killed all these people? He's a Nazir. So the Shita there says that's why he used the jawbone of a chamor. He used the jawbone of a chamor because he had a problem with chef harei kachol. The jawbone would never, right? Right, so they could go to war, but not with swords. They would go to war. They'd be the guys pushing the buttons.
So push the buttons. You're saying there has to be metal.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, all Rishonim say that there's a question of what type of material it has to be. So certain materials, like bone, that for sure you wouldn't say cherev harei kachol. There's a major machlokes Rishonim, Ram of the Rishonim, what metals it has to be.
There's no exemption for planning to get tummy for a Mechamas Mitzvah?
Not that
Gemara
I know.
Doesn't list when it says that everyone goes out to war. Doesn't say the Kohen or two.
The Gemara in Kiddush is Mashma Konim. There's a whole discussion of Konim go out to war. Why? Because there's a special... No. There's a special... Right, for sure they can push the buttons, right? But there is a special limud that a Kohen is mutter be'eshes yifas toyer. So for the Gemara in Kiddush. So I'll bring from the Gemara in Kiddush.
Right.
How could a Kohen go ahead and be mutter be'eshes yifas toyer? He doesn't go out to Mechoma. So there's a long discussion about Kohen and Mechoma. All the Achrayim, all the Chavetz HaSharon Sfarim have long things could do and Kohen go out to Mechamas. But the Gemara Beferish discusses Shimshon. So Shitam Kabetz there knows her Beis Mabez, who says, for sure, right, for Shimshon, right, killed a lot of Plishtim. So that the Shita says he must have done it vis-a-vis. Right. The problem is, there's a Gemara...
The Hashmonaim, I mean.
What?
The Maccabim, the Hashmonaim.
Maybe they're just giving orders, no? They're directing them. That's not the way you think of his little kid,
I'm
correct?
Sure, it's not sure they're doing.
Killing,
that was the whole army of the few of them.
The horses.
They didn't have an army, it was them. It was five of them, right?
So. Arabs.
Yeah. Asymmetric warfare. Right?
Well, if you're killing Goyim, it's okay. Then.
Well, no, everyone agrees Goyim and Matame B'maga. The whole machlokes of Shimon Baruch Hu is whether Matame B'ohel. Yeah. It's Adam Kiyamas B'ohel. Atem Kriyam Adam V'en Kriyam Adam. So Machlokes Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and right. This all leads into the very interesting discussion of Kohenim going to medical school. Right.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
So, by the way, one of Rav Goren's Heterim is he has a long discussion of this. How can a Kohen go to medical school if you're cadavers? So he has this Eitzah. You take out a key. The Kohen takes out a key and he touches the corpse with the key. So now that is conferring upon him Tumas Mace, based on Cherev Harei Kecholo. But he brings certain Rishonim that hold the coins not Muzhar and on Cherev Harei Kecholo. So he's Matame himself with the key.
But you can't be Matame yourself again. You're not allowed.
Exactly.
You're all Tumas Mace.
Well, then there's a Ravid that says a coin does not have to worry in Chutz La'aretz because he's already Tumas, he can be Matame himself again. No way for him to be Matame. It's a famous Ravid we clearly don't pass in line, but it's a famous Ravid. So it's Mitzdarif the Ravid with the key, and he has a whole bunch of Heterim, but... Okay, let's see, what's this mitzvah here? If I ask you, define to me what the mitzvah's need to hear is. It's not the Lav.
I can't figure it out. Is it any different from any other Tumah?
So is it...
A person's Tumah Mes, you say it's a Lav, you have to act like you're a Tumah Mes? It's an essay.
What's the mitzvah to say? What's the
I'm asking, what's the mitzvah? Define to me what the mitzvah is.
You understand how it's different from any other tumah.
So maybe in Achinami, every tumah has this mitzvah to say.
But what's the mitzvah of the mitzvah?
Well, nobody
I'm asking, that's what I'm asking.
The mitzvah is lodun din tumas nida. Many times.
No, that's right.
Another one just says that, by korbanos. Dine korban chavos. Dine korban shalom.
Dine evad ivri. Like by evad ivri. Lodun kisikne evad ivri. Lodun dine evad ivri.
It's an essay or a low essay? What is it?
It's an essay.
But it's very interesting the way he describes how you mavatal the mitzvah. It's
separate from the actions that you're not permitted to do.
I'll ask you a question. Heges b'chol makom b'chol zman. How could this mitzvah be noheg today?
Oh.
How are we noheg this mitzvah say today? Oh. We have no tumen hatara today. Is it by keeping hilchos nida in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah?
Yes. Why not?
So I will tell you something very interesting.
He's talking about the din tumah.
But it's very interesting. What's the pasuk in Shoftim? What's the pasuk in Shoftim? What's the pasuk? Ubal ha-shofar asher yaba yamim ahim. What is it? Ben dam l'dam. What does it say? Ben dam l'dam. Ben l'din l'din. So the Gra asks, isn't ben dam l'dam the same as ben negel l'nega? So he says, no. Ben negel l'nega is tumetara. Ben dam l'dam is dam nida to dam not nida. And he says, because nega nega is pure tuma and tara. Nida v'nida has two aspects. Tuma and tara, and isser and heter. So he says, ben dam l'dam is not talking about tuma and tara, it's talking about isser l'heter. Well, ben nega l'nega is talking about tuma and tara. By nida, there's two separate questions. And the Gemara says this many times. One is the meaning of tuma and tara, i.e. she touches trumas. Are those trumas tuma or not? Then there's a separate isser l'baila. So the Gemara is machalic all the time. This is not like an Achren Shechakira. This is really, really a Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish, the first Mishnah, that when a woman finds out she's Nida, how much retroactively does she have to be Choshish for anything? So the Gemara says that's only Lagabe Tuma Vitara. It's not Lagabe Issa Labaila. So meaning, if you hold like Me'es La'es, she has to go back 24 hours. It's only legabe any taharos that she touched. But it's not legabe isra labayla, the isra to her husband. So the Gemara very often is mechalik between tumah and tara, and between isra v'heter. So I'm asking you, this mitzvah, is it a tumah v'tara mitzvah or is it an isra v'heter mitzvah?
Sounds like a tumah v'tara mitzvah.
So how could it be b'chol makom b'chol zman? For Allah is naik ima b'tumah. Now, what does that mean? V'lo yisnagi im b'tumah. You take no precautions, meaning you don't have the kartet klicheres. What is the mitzvah? V'noy b'tumah. B'zman hazeh, how you make this mitzvah? Through isur v'heter?
It's a choice.
You can't do anything. No, it's not Israel.
Because he says, b'chol makom b'chol zman.
So it's definitely Israel together.
B'chol zman, there's a tumah.
Normally, it's no hekes b'chol makom b'chol zman.
He's just talking about the pasuk that he brings. Is liyos ani the tmeud matama achirim shenema b'chol anegabe. He's not talking about the isveter, and he says he's not talking about the isveter.
So would it be like bisman hazeh going up to makom mikdash should mekayim this? Is that it?
Oh, maybe that's a possibility.
I'm just asking.
That's a good possibility. I didn't think of it.
You know, I did read I read an interesting article in the Jewish Week. Women are complaining terribly that the Rabbanut does not properly, the Rabbanut is not taking care of the supervision of the mikvahs properly. What's the major problem in the mikvah? The women ask the women who are running the mikvah ask the women who are coming, why are you coming? And the minute a woman is a single woman says, I'm coming because I want to go on Harabayas, they don't let her do tefillah because the Rabbanut feels you shouldn't go on Harabayas. So there are women who are going to the mikvah for one purpose, to go up to Harabayis.
There it is, the mikvah of the mitzvah.
So, right. So that would be it? Bizman, is there anything that's shaykh to mantara?
What does it mean, nahaga ba'asma mitzvah tahara? He sort of defines the mitzvah. Fechein hish nahaga ba'asma mitzvah tahara.
I mean, she does not recognize that she's a tamea. She goes ahead and is nahaga in herself, b'toris tahara.
By doing what? To touch her.
By doing what?
But why Bisman Hazed does that matter? There's no issue to be Matami yourself.
Right.
Even Bisman Amik, there's no issue to be Matami yourself. There's no issue for your person to be Tame.
But there's an issue for ego and emotion.
But that's it. But that's also because of Tuma or because of Issa Veheta? It's also because of Issa Veheta.
There's a separate love about the Boyle Nida?
Rage Zion, yeah. I read to you. Rage Zion. Mitzvah Rage Zion.
This is
part of Mitzorah. This is part of Mitzorah. This whole thing, it doesn't come in, isn't it? Didn't you say it was part of Mitzorah? Where is this laid out in the...
In the end of Parshas Mitzorah. Vayikra Tesvav. There are two Parshas there. One Parsha is Shivas Yom Tiyah B'Nidasa. Then a few Pesukim later it says that if a woman sees blood below Ace Nidasa, not at the time of her Nidas, then it depends. If she sees blood 1 or 2 days, then she's what's called a Zova Kitana, and she's Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Then it says if she sees below Eis Nidasa, if she sees blood for 3 days, then she becomes a Zava Gedolah. Now Zava Gedolah needs Shiva Nekiyim. So if you look at Simon Kuf Pei Dal in Shulchan Aruch Yehudeya, really the Isser Tuma Midoraisa, the Isser Nida Midoraisa, is an Isser of 7 days. Even if the woman, however, is seeing blood consistently all 7 days, at the end of the 7th day, Midoraisa, she has a Hefsek Tara, which almost all Rishonim say is a Dindoraisa. And then on the night of the 8th day, the end of the 7th day, she could go to the mikveh and she's Tahira. There's no Shiva Nekiyim on a Nida Midoraisa. Only on a Zava Gedoyla Midoraisa needs Shiva Nekiyim. So there's Nida is one Parsha in Perek Tesvav. Then a little later, there's the mitzvah of Zava. So here this is the mitzvah's Nida. And now I'm a little unclear exactly what the mitzvah's Aseh is Bizman Hazeh. Because he's very clear, there's a bitul Aseh, Novad Ha'ainish, you should know the bitul Aseh is beside Ha'ainish Yeshba. Unless I'm making a mistake, unless he's talking about Isser V'Heter, and a person that's Bayel and Nida is over an Aseh and a Los Aseh. Is that what he's talking about?
He says Novad Ha'ainish Yeshba.
I understand. So you think the mitzvah Aseh here is only B'Torah's Isser V'Heter? It's also B'Torah's Tuma V'Tara. I don't know. I'm not sure.
If it's a Minhag Tara, it must be a Minhag Tuma.
Yeah.
So what's the Minhag Tuma?
I'm asking you, what's the Minhag Tuma? Not to go on Harabayas, what's the Minhag Tuma?
You put a flat, like a, we're a special shape, I don't know, you put something in your head that's...
You know, does the Ethiopian Jews do that, right? They put the women in a hut, etc. Yeah. As far as I know, Ashkenazim don't do that.
Yeah, right. That's
not right. Kulin Shinasa Altaras HaKodesh is only a Drabbanan.
Right. That can't be what he's talking about, is it? I don't think so.
No.
Just curious what the B'dol Mitzvah Aseh is. Clearly, if you go up to Har HaBayis, you'd be over that Mitzvah Aseh, right?
Nobody worries about Kulin Shinasa Altaras HaKodesh anyway.
Well, you could.
No, you don't worry about it because it was only the time, the whole Drabbanan, the whole minute was only because there was Kachim.
Okay.
No, there's no point to doing it. Why do we go to the mikveh today at all? I'm not talking about women, men. Why do we go to the mikveh?
There's no reason.
No reason at all.
There's no reason. Well, there might be a reason.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Mitzvah Adam Matar Satan Lefneha Regel. There's a mitzvah to be Matar yourself before the Regel. Now, I'm not sure if that's Shech B'Zman HaZeh or not. Like, what does it matter in Lawrence? It's what that's my thing, right? I don't know.
Maybe your davening is better.
What was the Ezra to Mitzvah for?
What?
Tamatoyo.
Excuse me?
Ezra.
The kind of Ezra,
but yeah, it's the kind of Ezra, but that's a certain purpose. Shloi Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuin Eitzel Neshoseim Katana Golem, correct?
Yeah.
In other words, if a Talmud Chacham had to go to the mikvah every single time that he's had what? That he's had relations, then he's not going to go ahead and too prevalent having relations because he will have to keep going to mikvah, right? And guys who are learning don't have time for the mikvah, right?
I think when we take off today, Trumas and Mikas and all that, and Challah, why do we burn it? Because there's no Kohen? What do we do with it?
You burn it.
Because there's no Kohen?
Right.
So is there, maybe there's an Isser to be Matame Chala.
Is there an Isser to be Matame Chala Bizman HaZeh? I'm not sure.
There's an Isser Matame Chala, so an Isha that knows the Jesus. But do we do that? I mean, our women, they do the Chala and stuff, I think even when they're Nidus,
right?
But is there an Isser to be Matame?
Everyone's a Tamei Mace anyway, correct? Yeah. Everyone's Tamei Mace Bizman HaZeh anyway.
Is that Misafik or that's Vadei? We assume we know there's a Tamei Mace.
I mean, the only women that could go ahead and be Mafresh Challah are those who've never been to a funeral home. Yeah, we don't say that, right? I mean, everyone's Tamei Mace. The assumption is everyone has come into, right? Everyone's gone to a funeral home, correct? Everyone's gone to a Beis HaKvaros. Right, that's true.
So let's take it back. Is there an Isser to be Amazed, be a dying, be Matamei?
So first of all, Chala is no, because by Chala's Chutz La'aretz there's no problem. Chala's Chutz La'aretz is a special halacha. But in Eretz Yisrael, to be Mafresh Chala, but too much interesting question.
So maybe that's what she wouldn't be allowed to do.
Yeah, interesting.
The
only way she could respect this essay is by not touching something that's a lav. So you're going to tell me it's an essay and a lav?
Yeah.
Both in that same.
By the way, there's a lav to be matame truma?
I don't know. There must be.
Is there?
I'm asking.
Is the person
allowed to purposely be matame kachim?
That's a lav for sure, no?
It is? Where's the lav?
I don't know.
Mishmart, maybe it's an assay. Shmartim is mishmart.
Right. I think the Gemara says.
That's what it says.
It says
Eimah Vadas Avchilo by Truma by Kachem is the rice. You know, Eimah Vadas.
You can eat it.
But again, it wouldn't be b'chol zman. Then that's the problem with b'chol zman, because you're right. You're saying in today's time we could assume that everyone she's already tummy. So we're assuming she's a tummy mace. You're right that they do challah and all that. Maybe on the Eretz Yisrael, I guess also they didn't know tummy mace. I don't know.
He says, but I think it's also. Remember, that has to be Isser Labayla. It has to be Isser Behatur he's talking about over there.
But he talks about Tumah, about the Derech Tumah.
See what he says in Rei Zion. It can't have twice or two of them.
Some desiderata in maintaining a state of Tahara.
Maybe they try to have rights.
We don't understand. Can we end up with that? I don't understand it. You have to have an answer. It must mean.
It sounds almost like you're saying this letter that when if she's not with Benido and she's well Benido, then she's over a lab. I don't know.
Well, let's take a look at the first Min Chaschinach. You have a Min Chaschinach with Devar Maskel. Leos Hanida Tamea, Venoheges. So look at what he says. Hainu Labaila. So he seems to understand that this mitzvah is talking about.
So here he is.
Labaila, correct?
Yes.
Vegam Tamea Le'inyin Taharais. V'chol dineha kidin hazov hazova. Matame mishkov u moshav u beheset. Matame mishkov u moshav u beheset.
Yeah.
Mishkov u moshav u beheset.
Mishkov, moshav, and hesed. Can we define hesed?
Yes, I want to ask you. Does everyone know what hesed is?
The most hesed.
So this is the classical case. I love this is when the illustrated mishnayos come in handy. Illustrated Mishnayos have two guys on a seesaw. A Tahira and a Zav. It's a Mishnah. B'kaf mos nayin. They're on a scale. Let's assume a seesaw. The Zav is on one side of the seesaw, and the Ish Tahar is on the other side. The Zav goes ahead and weighs down the other guy and picks him up. So that's Hesed. Hesed is when the Zav picks something up. Moves it, picks something up. The classical case that the Gemara brings is a seesaw, or kaf moznayim.
What?
I'm sorry.
What's that again? A zav picks up what?
On a seesaw. The Gemara, the Mishnah says kaf moznayim, which is a scale, meaning if there is food on one side of the scale, and the zav comes and puts his hand on the other side of the scale and he picks up the food, that is tumas hesed. The Gemara, however, says the other way around. If the food weighs down the zav and picks up the zav, the food does not become tame. Because to be metame by picking up a zav is only another human being. But if there would be a seesaw and the ish tahor is picked up by the zav or picks the zav up, then that would be tumas hesed. What is the marker for tumas hesed? So this is in Yonei Chanukah. Why? Because the big question that the Rishonim have is, shouldn't the oil have become tameh based on the fact that we treat all goyim betumas zav, so the oil became tameh? Correct. That's the whole miracle of Chanukah. There was no tar oil. So what tuma was conferred upon the oil? So the Gemara says that they were all considered to be, the Rishonim say, all the goyim are midrabanan given tumas zav. So how is the Zav Matame the oil that's in a Kli Cheres? So Rashi says through Tumas Heset. And Tosfos says, how could that be? There's a Gemara later in Pedalim and Beis that says Beferish.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.